This summer, my family of two will become a family of four. I'm going to be taking on the role of stepmother. My son will have a new stepfather, and there'll be all kinds of step people in my house. We're not alone. There's 65% of remarriages that involve children from a previous marriage. And unfortunately, 60% of remarriages that include kids eventually end in divorce. So how does a blended family improve those odds? Here with his own story and advice is Lamar Tyler. He's co-creator of the award-winning blog blackandmarriedwithkids.com. He joins us from Washington, D.C. And here with us in the studio is Joy Berry. She's a child development expert and best-selling author of more than 250 books that teach children of all ages about life and responsibility. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Lamar, let's start with you. Your wife, you and your wife married about 5 years ago. She had a 3-year-old and a 12-year-old at the time. What did you end up finding to be the biggest challenges for you?
Definitely was with our older child, who's a boy. So, with the younger child, of course, she was only 2 years old. So, for pretty much her whole life, I've been dad. You know, I've been there for the older child. And plus, since he was a male and I'm a male, I think of some gender role things there at the same time, where I think he was just used to being, you know, the male in the household. So to have another man come into the household and then have kind of more authority, I think, you know, it was some feeling out of the situation that had to be done on both sides.
Okay, but then you had two more kids after you were married. Was that difficult? Or did the kids feel like there was a difference in the way that all the kids were treated?
No, you know, and I think, especially for an older child, again, I think he thought there would be a difference, or he was leery that, you know, there may be some differences in the way I parented, you know, between my biological children and him and my other daughter. But that wasn't the case, and, you know, they all kind of took along to each other, and everybody, you know, gets along well, which I've heard, you know, can be horror stories sometimes, but, you know, worked out well for our family.
Oh, well, good. That's good for you. But, Joy, I'm about to become a stepmother for a 14-year-old girl. Teenage girls can sometimes be trouble anyway. So what's the advice for somebody like me who's about to become a step-parent? How do we make that work?
Well, you know what? I think one of the most important things you can do, Celeste, is to remember that you and your partner are making a decision that's going to impact your family immensely, and that the result of that is that kids sometimes feel out of control. So the more that you can bring them back to a place where they feel they have some control over the situation, the better off you're going to be. And that would include things like family meetings where you sat down and you together decided what the family rules are going to be, what the consequences are going to be for not following those rules, what the responsibilities that each family member is going to have, and also what's everyone's role. And the more you bring your kids in on those decisions, the more committed they're going to be to making them work. And instantly, just a little thing about girls and how difficult that is. You know, it's very interesting because the same sex, mother, you know, stepdaughter, whatever, or son, stepfather, those are the real difficult relationships.
Because we've got both of those.
Yeah. Well, okay, because you know what? What happens is that your stepdaughter has something that you want. You have something that she wants. She, you know, she's got the unconditional love. But, you know, you've got the he wants to spend time with you. And there's a built-in automatic kind of a competitive situation. And the same goes for the stepfather and the stepson. So it's very, very important that you're aware of that and that you start working through those kinds of things. And you know what's really important too is the thing that kids fear the most is just losing their whole sense of self in this expanded family.
Getting lost, right?
Yeah. So it's so important that you continue to give your son some individual attention, and that your partner continues to give his daughter individual attention, so that they can, you know, feel very, you know, still autonomous and individual.
That Joy Berry is a child development expert, but Lamar Tyler, this is something that you not only have written about on your blog, blackandmarriedwithkids.com, but you've experienced for yourself. And, you know, this statistic, 60% of remarriages that involve kids ending in divorce, how do you avoid that? How do you
staggering.
Stop that?
Yeah. Staggering.
Well, see, okay, here's the thing. Todd was really surprised by that.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised because
it's very credible.
Yeah.
That's very believable.
Yeah, because it's already, people get divorced a lot anyway, but when you add kids in, it becomes more complicated. So, Lamar, how do you keep that from happening?
I think we've really taken a focus to develop our relationship, you know, and always talk about things going on with the kids. But like I said, really just to focus on what's going on between me and my wife, Ronnie, you know, and to keep building our relationship. You know, last time we talked about how, you know, we make it a priority to still date and still, you know, have those private times away from the kids, away from all the kids. We can just develop our relationship further. This summer, we're going down to a conference down in Orlando, Smart Marriages, you know, where we can get more education and get, you know, what we need is the tools to kind of deal with these type of things. And I think a lot of times people don't kind of take advantage of the tools that are out there to help you cope.
Okay, that was Lamar Tyler. He's co-creator of the award-winning blog blackandmarriedwithkids.com. He's also director of the films Happily Ever After, A Positive Image of Black Marriage, and You Saved Me. Also, Joy Berry joined us. She's a child development expert and best-selling author of more than 250 books that teach kids about life and responsibility. Thanks to both of you.
If you missed anything on the show, we're always here on The Takeaway. Take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. And while you're there, we have a special bonus. Celeste has written a blog about Tiger Woods and his newfound devotion to Buddhism. Celeste herself is a Buddhist. She has some thoughts. That's at thetakeaway.org. We also start a new series this week, Frustration Nation. We examine the gridlock in Congress and in Washington that's roiling voters. Are you frustrated with how the government's running?
Andy, Mamaroneck, New York. I'm disgusted with most all politicians in Washington, and 8 times out of 10, I'm going to vote for somebody who is not in office, not an incumbent.
8778-MY-TAKER. Post to the website, thetakeaway.org, because we want your take. And as always, we want to hear from you on who had a good week and a bad week with our friends at The Week magazine. Tell us who's having a good week. Again, the number is 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry for just a few more days. It's The Takeaway.